The Trump administration is preparing for a new round of talks in a trade war that's been roiling American farmers, including Massachusetts cranberry growers. Until last year, China was the world's largest buyer of dried U.S. cranberries. But then China slapped tariffs on the fruit, cutting exports nearly in half. This morning, we kick off a new series, Seeing Red. We'll learn about the cranberries' rise and fall in the Chinese market. WBUR's Adrian Ma traveled to China to report these stories, and he joins us now for a preview. Hi there.
Hey, Bob.
So start with a basic here. China buys a lot of cranberries.
Oh, yeah. In 2018, China bought more dried U.S. cranberries than any other country. And what's surprising about that is that just a few years ago, cranberries were unknown to the vast majority of Chinese consumers.
Well, then how did cranberries go from being an unknown to being this hot commodity?
Well, it's not just that a lot of Chinese consumers liked the taste. It's because for the past few years, the cranberry industry has spent millions of dollars there, trying to create a whole new market for their products. And that's one of the stories we explore in this series. But first, it helps to understand why the industry turned to China in the first place. To do that, I want to introduce you to some Massachusetts cranberry growers that I met in early September. One of them was Jim Resendiz, president of Great Bear Farms in Rochester.
These are the original bogs.
When I visited, the sun was shining and geese were honking. We walked out to one of his bogs and just picture a big green field with little flecks of red berries.
They'll start doing some dry picking in the next couple weeks as they become ripe.
He bends down, plucks a few berries off the vine, and plops them in my hand.
Apparently we can eat these?
Yeah, have you definitely. Tried?
They were really tart.
Whew.
Despite this sort of tranquil scene, underneath the surface, things are rough.
How would you describe how business is now?
We've had depressed prices for the last 8 years.
8 years?
8 years.
So I guess how much longer do you think that can go on for you?
That's farming.
Resendi says last year he only made 75 cents for every dollar he spent growing his crop. He says the reason is that the supply-demand equation for cranberries has been all out of whack. For about a decade, cranberry production in the U.S., Canada, and Chile has gone up. And that mounting inventory of fruit has been weighing down prices. Because of that, Resendiz is expecting to take another loss this year. And actually, the vast majority of Massachusetts growers are struggling to break even right now. That includes Dom Fernandes.
I am a third-generation farmer. I'm owner of D. Fernandes Cranberries and Fresh Metal Farms here in Carver, Massachusetts.
Fernandes' grandfather started the bog in the 1940s, after immigrating from the Cape Verde Islands. And Fernandes didn't actually plan on getting into the business. It was supposed to be a temporary thing.
And 39 years later, I am temporarily still growing cranberries.
How is business now?
We're in what I think is a really tough spot right now. Am I getting by? Yes, I'm getting by, but you can't reinvest into the business. You're simply stagnant. My biggest concern at this point is I would have loved to have seen this farm stay in our family for another generation, and I'm not optimistic about that.
Fernandes says he's concerned not just for his family business, but also for the industry as a whole.
Personally, I think that we're going to see I hate to say this, but I think it's going to be a pretty major contraction here in Massachusetts. We're seeing consolidation take place. We're seeing small full-time growers switch over to small part-time growers, and we're also seeing growers looking to simply walk away.
So, Bob, he says if things keep going the way they've been going for the industry, there'll soon be a lot fewer people working in it.
Well, Adrian, then it sounds like these are really tough and uncertain times for cranberry growers. What's the industry trying to do about it?
Well, one thing they can do is try to find more customers. And that is why a few years ago they turned to China. To better understand how they did that, I actually went to China this past summer to report on it.
Without giving away the whole series, what would you say are some of the takeaways you learned then from your reporting?
Can I give you two?
Yeah, I'll take two.
Okay, so first, if I have learned anything, it's that we have this idea that the world is one big marketplace, that if you sort of take down the barriers to trade, you can sell across borders. And maybe that's more true for things like T-shirts or electronics. But food, you know, I think food is different. It's really personal. So you can't just set up a fruit stand in China and say, here I am. You know, it's a huge country with its own culture. And also, if a fruit is relatively new or exotic, half the battle is just getting people to know it exists.
And you experience some of that, and you'll tell us about it in the series.
Mm-hmm.
All right, the second takeaway.
So for me, the other big takeaway was this idea that the cranberry has always been this creature of marketing. Unlike almost any other fruit you can buy, it's not sweet. A raw cranberry, if you've ever had it, is, you know, too sour for most folks to want to eat. But in the two or so centuries since they started cultivating them in Massachusetts, cranberries have made their way into everything, you know, from cereal and baked goods to beer and kombucha.
Did you say cranberry beer?
Yeah. Have you tried it? It's actually not bad.
You know, I have to say I'm not a huge fan of fruit beers, but maybe we can do a taste test later in the series.
Okay.
All right. WBUR's Adrian Ma in our series Seeing Red this week here on WBUR. Thanks a lot.
You got it.